Thousands of people will converge near Pioneer Square this weekend. Yes, the Navy's in town for Seafair, and the Mariners have a home game, but this crowd is here for the second annual Seattle Art Fair. KUOW's arts and culture reporter, Marcy Silman, has more.
Don't look for Ferris wheels or cotton candy at the Seattle Art Fair.
Well, an art fair is kind of like a trade show for galleries.
That's Greg Bell, senior curator for Vulcan, billionaire Paul Allen's company. Bell says Allen's an avid art collector who enjoyed art fairs in cities like Miami and Venice.
So it was a question he brought back to us as to what could we do here in the city that would help us really appreciate the arts here in the city.
The answer? Allen started his own art fair. It was a huge hit. 15,000 people came to the inaugural Seattle Art Fair last year, more than double what organizers had expected. This year, fairgoers can browse booths from more than 80 galleries from around the world. They can also take in performances, talks, and other events organized by the fair's artistic director, Laura Freed. The official art fair has inspired other exhibits, and it's raised the overall profile of the Northwest arts community, according to Freed.
Music performances, dance performances, installations, you can encounter that, you know, on your daily commute, for instance, or on your way to a Sounders game. That's something really special.
The biggest companion show is called Out of Sight at the nearby King Street Station. Both Out of Sight and the Seattle Art Fair will be in full swing this weekend. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.